Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
To this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here to help you out with your most precious possession and strongly encourage you to become your own best doctor most of the time. We're here for you and about you each and every week, same time, same place. And if during the show, listening to something, you feel that you've got maybe somebody in your life that could benefit by listening also to the show, by all means, invite them to listen in, whether it be online at drbob.com or on the radio station you're listening to right now, right here. Now, coming up this hour, we've got a special guest scheduled. We've invited on the program a physician, an author of 25 related health books. We're going to be getting into the conversation of COVID-19. COVID-19 vaccines, viral infections, what you can do to protect yourself and your family from these things. I'm going to also ask him to comment on some recent headlines that have hit the news wires. You may be reading them yourself, including the one about the death of the Florida doctor, a medical doctor, a baby doctor, gynecologist, obstetrician, who died as a result of receiving a COVID-19 vaccine, according to his wife, who's now a widow, and his child, who's now an orphan. We're going to be getting into that conversation. Don't go anywhere. This should be fascinating when we get to it. But I want to start off this hour talking about breaking news about a popular class of pain drugs, painkiller drugs, pain medications, drugs to stop pain, now linked to one of the most dangerous forms of cancer called pancreatic cancer, which has an average survival time once you're diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Steve Jobs had pancreatic cancer. And many other people that you would recognize that are famous people have died from pancreatic cancer. The link between opioid medication and pancreatic cancer has now been linked up. Cancer researchers at Rush University Medical Center show evidence suggesting a link between opioid consumption, pain-killing drugs, and the risk of pancreatic cancer. Now, we're going to name, you might be saying to yourself, I've never taken an opioid drug. I wouldn't take one if somebody offered it. I've heard that they're highly addictive. I've heard that they kill people, but they're effective at killing pain, too, and I don't want pain. So you're conflicted. You're confused. And sooner or later, if you're in pain, enough of it, or you come out of a severe trauma or maybe a surgical procedure, you're going to want all the painkillers they're offering up. Bring them. Well, researchers at Rush University Medical Center have found that opioid use may increase the person's risk of developing pancreatic cancer. Now, this study was just out this month, titled Opioid Use as a Potential Risk Factor for Pancreatic Cancer in the United States, is the first, the very first in the country to show evidence that opioid use, painkilling drugs, may be an unidentified risk factor contributing to the increased incidence of pancreatic cancer. Yeah, the researchers are looking at this and going, wow, why is it that pancreatic cancer at this time, at this year, started to rise up, and it's on the rise, and it never was before then? In fact, opioid use and overdose from opioid drugs, which are given out unnecessarily most of the time by drug reeling doctors, we call them Dr. Feelgoods out there. There are reasons why opioids should be given, but unfortunately most are given unnecessarily when other options exist. You may have learned not long ago, we've talked about it ad nauseum on this show, 70,000 drug overdose deaths in 2017 from this category of pills. And you might be saying, oh, no, these are all drugs overdoses that are caused by people selling them on the street corners, drug dealers. No, no, no. 4 out of 5 come out of doctor's offices and hospitals for everything from a hangnail to a headache when it ought to be treated in another kinder, gentler, less toxic, less side effect producing way. The use of these prescription opioids for management of chronic pain has increased remarkably, and with more than 191 million opioid prescriptions given into patients in the United States, that's just the year 2017. We don't even know where it's at right now. And not surprisingly, the opioid addiction raises the addiction rates among patients who are given opioid for chronic pain have increased 29%. In such patients misusing the opioids. And once you get the opioid drug in your hands, you will, if you're on it long enough, you're likely to misuse it. But we had no idea until recently. And I didn't have any idea there was a connection between pancreatic cancer and chronic opioid use until I read this article. This is pretty scary stuff. And we're talking about common drugs that are given by doctors like fentanyl and Demerol, and Dilaudid, and Duragesic, and Butorans, and Lortab, and Lorsets, and OxyContin, and Percocet, Vicodin, Tylenol number 3, Tylenol number 4. Those drugs I just listed are either straight up opioid drugs or a combination of opioids and other drugs. And yet here we now find, after all these years of having this stuff prescribed and being given the stamp of approval by the FDA as being safe and effective, thank you, FDA. Now we see a connection between one of the most deadly forms of cancer known to man, pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer rates are rising in the United States. And these opioids have been shown to have harmful effects on multiple types of cancer, not just pancreatic cancer, with recent data suggesting opium, which is the base of these drugs, it's a synthetic form, use as the possible risk factor for pancreatic cancer. Now, you might say, well, yeah, but if you're in pain, what do you do? Well, there are lots of things you can do. The key is take them for the shortest amount of time possible and switch over to something like a natural reduction of inflammation, like a turmeric. We love a turmeric power plus. This stuff's amazing. And there's plenty of other out there. Curamin by Terry Naturally, the turmeric power plus by North American Urban Spice Company. You'll find this stuff in health food stores, and it blocks 8 different pain pathways downstream. And it does so without the adverse side effects of thinking about the development of pancreatic cancer. In fact, just the opposite, because these herbs, and in this case we're talking about turmeric, and the curcumins in turmeric are actually anti-cancer. So you get the benefit of the anti-inflammation while you get the benefit of the Ayurvedic herbs blocking the development of the big C, and I do mean cancer. Not that it's a cancer cure. You combine that with rest and ice and enzymes and other natural things, and you come out of this disaster with pain, and you don't have to go on the opioids. But your doctors have got to be familiar with this in order to, for you to be leveraging it. And that's why you need to be at least thinking about the care of someone else other than the pill pusher, drug pushers on the street, and that includes your doctors. There are plenty of doctors who understand how to naturally treat pain, whether it be moderate or mild pain to severe pain. Naturopathic doctors, holistically oriented MDs, DOs, chiropractic physicians, homeopathic physicians, and the list goes on and on. Acupuncturists, massage therapists, all in the pain game, and you should become familiar with them. All right, we're going to introduce you to our special guest coming back. Dr. Cass Ingram is back by popular demand. We're going to get into the whole COVID thing and viruses in general. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please, feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though. If calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I thank you for tuning into the program and telling others to do the same thing. Stay anchored to yours truly throughout the week via my personal website, where we post up news on a regular basis from around the globe that you may not find anywhere else. It's there at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. All right, stick around, because we're going to be getting into a very controversial topic here. Well, controversial to some, maybe foreign to others. Starting with this conversation that we've discussed last hour. The death of a Florida obstetrician gynecologist, MD, after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. Well, it's under investigation right now. Florida doctor dies after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I know a lot of you are waiting and wondering if or when you're going to take a COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a lot of people are fearful right now of all this, and you should be. There's a lot of reasons to be fearing it, but there are others that are not. And we're going to be talking about that very topic right now. I don't know if you heard about this. Dr. Gregory Michael, in the prime of his life, at 56 years young, an OBGYN at Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami Beach, died after suffering an apparent stroke secondary to receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. In a Facebook post, his wife, Dr. Michael's wife, Heidi, said she had sought emergency care 3 days after he took the shot. He agreed to take a COVID-19 because he was an advocate of vaccines and an advocate of getting the COVID vaccine himself. But after just 3 days, he noticed he had these red-looking dots on his skin that he knew as a doctor indicated that he was bleeding internally. And that condition led to a hemorrhagic stroke. Basically, his brain, a vessel broke in his brain, and he bled to death in his brain. And from the time that he started these dots, within 72 hours of receiving a COVID-19, I think it was the Pfizer vaccine, a team of doctors across the country tried to raise his platelet count so he wouldn't die, bleed to death, and bleed out, and to no success whatsoever. Now, his wife, Heidi, said, and I quote, "I believe that people should be aware that the side effects can happen, that it is not good for everyone, and in this case, it destroyed a beautiful life, a perfect family, and has affected so many people in our community," she wrote. "Do not let his death," when speaking about her husband, medical doctor, obstetrician, perfectly healthy, loved by the community, delivered hundreds and hundreds of babies, and worked tirelessly through the pandemic. He lost his life as a result of taking the COVID-19 vaccine. And as I'm reading through this article, I'm looking at this thing going, we both went to the same medical school together. All right, and I didn't even know it. All right, so we've invited a special guest onto the radio here, onto this show to discuss this very topic and get into the rest of it and how you, most importantly, how you can protect yourself and your family from viral infections, whether it be the common cold or the common flu, all the way to COVID-19. His name is Dr. Cass Ingram. He's a nutritional physician and author of more than 25 books on the topic of health and wellness. And some of those include Natural Cures for Killer Germs, How to Eat Right and Live Longer, The Cures in the Cupboard, just to name a few. He's with us today, and I'm going to have him commenting on several breaking news articles. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Ingram.
Cures for killer germs. I predicted that this would occur, gosh, it's about 10, 15 years ago, that we would have this global catastrophic pandemic from man-made manipulations and GMOs and the recombinant technology and transgenics. So just for the record.
Yes, you did, and we have been talking about this for a long time here now, and I think after people hearing about this, knowing, and I know the drug companies right now, and your colleagues, frankly, Dr. Ingram, downplay the adverse effects, and yet when you look in the literature, what is it, the adverse reported drug effects are like 94% underreported or not reported
right,
at all?
Exactly. Well, with this vaccine, I did a blog. The blog is still up because of freedom of speech immediately about Dr. Gregory. and explained the pathology and the causation, categorically stated it was vaccine-induced, took away any doubt. There wouldn't be any. I mean, he was fine, got the vaccine, wasn't fine. Then I published a YouTube video, very thorough. It got censored at the 50th view mark. Mm-hmm. They immediately took it to the censors and destroyed it. So it's obviously a threat to know that a physician who was a vaccinator, and in fact, he learned the awful hard way that these vaccines are a kind of a hocus pocus act on the human race. I mean, here the guy's in perfect health. He gets vaccinated. He starts bleeding out. He's normally supposed to have 400 platelets, 400,000, 300,000.
Right.
He has one per slide view, one per micrometer. One versus 400,000. That it demonstrates such extreme toxicity. And what's important here and compelling is that there is nothing that modern medicine's men could do to survive on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
They threw all the platelets, because he had the platelets, the megakaryocytes, it killed them.
Mm-hmm.
They threw every platelet bag in Dade County at him and still couldn't save him.
Now, in his case, would you classify that as an autoimmune type reaction or some type of severe allergic reaction? Or
well, it's more of an mRNA thing. The mRNA went in and reprogrammed those megakaryocytes and they self-destructed. It's sort of an autophagic, sort of a, what is it called? And they completely died on their own. And what's interesting is every time they gave him... There was some autoimmune to it. Every time they gave him those bag of platelets, the body went and killed off the platelets.
Mm-hmm.
So this mRNA reprogrammed, apparently, the white cells. This is frightening.
Mm-hmm. And who knows? It could be. I was thinking of the same thing. Plus, I thought, well, maybe it's the pegylated nanoparticle that we see used in medicine. That's used in cancer drugs. It's the same technology. That's a delivery system.
Could be
used
the
in
nanoparticles.
The
you have the fact that you have a heavy use of those polyethylene glycol type materials, which is a solvent, and it could have dissolved those cells, but. Regardless, you couldn't revive the guy, and they brought in physicians from all over the world. You know, if they would have, there was a chance he could have been rebooted, and that would have had to have been the natural medicines to rub all over his body and saturate into the lymphatics and into the bone marrow and maybe possibly neutralize that mRNA toxicity. He could have rebooted. He could have survived, potentially. But not with this approach.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. And I want to, and we're going to take a break here in just a moment here, Dr. Ingram. And I want to give, because people are thinking to themselves, okay, you got my attention. We're not here, ladies and gentlemen, to scare you. This is in the news, and it's highly underreported. Highly underreported.
The fact that the video was taken down, it was just a really good scientific analysis. That tells you something.
All right, we're coming back, and we'll get into this a little bit more. But most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, what can you do now and on a go-forward basis to protect yourself and your family so that you don't fall prey to the same circumstance because you think the only game in town is the vaccine? We'll have that, so be prepared to write something and write with it. We'll come in right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to spread your wings and fly? Don't you really want to live your life? Don't you want to love before you die? What are you waiting for?
All right, you're encouraged to stick around because next hour we have this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Outrage of the Week, the Product Recall of the Week, and the Health Mystery of the Week. Plus, I'm going to be getting into some information later in the show about specific foods to slash the risk of developing Parkinson's disease. Nearly 1 million Americans are suffering from this disease. We're talking about people who go through the shaking and the tremors and the stiffness and the walking difficulties and sometimes balance and coordination difficulties. And they don't have a lot to offer in mainstream medicine. But what if, just what if, think about this, a specific food you could consume more of to slash your risk. Wouldn't you want to know? We have that. That's coming up. Stick around. Our special guest this segment of the program is Dr. Cass Ingram, a nutritional physician, author of more than 25 books. His latest book out, entitled COVID-19 Remedy, The Real Truth, plus natural medicines that destroy COVID-19 coronavirus and how to protect yourself and your family by strengthening your immune system. Now, beyond this conversation, if you want to reach out to Dr. Ingram, you can at CassIngram.com. CassIngram.com beyond this conversation. Meanwhile, be prepared because we're going to be talking about not just the problem here. We all know what the problem is. We're in a pandemic right now. And the medical profession, the drug companies, they're running around with their heads chopped off. I told you, last week we had a health poll question. Now doctors are saying, look, forget about remdesivir and these other drugs. I've got this chemotherapy drug you can take for COVID-19. We did a poll on that last week, and you said with resoundingness, absolutely not. You're not interested in that at all. All right, back to the conversation with Dr. Ingram. Congratulations, by the way, on your book, Dr. Ingram. I've had great comments from people on your latest COVID-19 remedy, The Real Truth Revealed. Thank you for writing that.
Sure. I tied this to industrial farming and the greedy multinationals, and then this was proven by the Brazilians, who did an overlay showing that wherever and you can see it in Iowa and South Dakota here, where there was a high density of pig farms industrially raised, there was also a higher, much higher density of positivity for COVID-19. Even in the rural areas, you have places that where maybe 24,000 people live in a county in Iowa, and 50% of them are sick with the disease, testing positive. So instead of talking about causation, and the same is true in the hospitals, we're dealing with mismanagement of this pandemic. You know, CNN just said that nobody needs to die from now on. Nobody needed to die in the first place. It should be handled a certain way. This is some of their top MDs.
Mm-hmm.
But they took the wrong approach. They said vaccines, you know, remdesivir, our experimental drugs, and social distancing and plexiglass, and you've been doing that for a year with no results.
Exactly.
It's worse now.
So. Exactly. All right, now you alluded, before we took a break, you alluded to using oils to help counter this virus. Can you elucidate on that a little bit more? Be more specific.
If I would have moved in on the case, because they had doctors from all over the country, they would have called me in, I just said, all right, he's got to be rubbed with oil of oregano in a super strength form on his feet, shins, and spine. Turn him over. The bone marrow is on those big bones, especially the shins, top of the femur, the spine, the sternum. He wasn't NPO. I would have pounded him with the oregano juice. He would have gotten oregano oil either by capsule or by drops under the tongue. I would have made sure he got the good stuff, the really wild kind. I mean, I'm not going to take any risk with garbage. And he would have gotten the whole food vitamin C powder because of the bleeding. He would have gotten about a tablespoon twice a day of that whole food powder with the Camu, with the Rus Coriori. I know what it is with the Acerola. Maybe a tablespoon 3, 4, 5 times a day. Just those two, along with the juice, those would have been enough, possibly, to save this man.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have tightened up some of those brain membranes. He could have gotten perhaps this multiple spice oil that both of us are taking. That's such a powerful group capsule. Oil of cumin, oregano, sage, and cinnamon dried to a dust.
Maybe the oregano resp?
Yes. About maybe 3 of those 4 or 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would have done. I would have sprayed his room aromatherapy-wise. But, you know, medicine's going to just let another 500,000 people drop dead, and it's incompetent. It's just, you know that, nurses and doctors that are listening. You want to try dexamethasone. That didn't work. Then try prednisone. Now a chemotherapy drug. Then try remdesivir. Then give some...
Ivermectin. You name it. You go down the line. Folks, now, I want the people listening here, because some are going to be in and out of this conversation. They're driving their cars. They're going in and out of homes and churches and so forth. If you're looking for those treatment elements we're talking about here to protect your family, you can access them through health food stores nationwide. The company name is North American Urban Spice, North American Urban Spice. And they have a website, NorthAmericanUrbanSpice.com. And beyond this conversation, if you're unable to find it in your area, you can also call the company directly and ask them to point you in the direction to find a store to get a hold of the Oregano Super Strength P73, the Oregano Juice, the Oregano Spray, Oregano Capsules, all the things Dr. Ingram is talking about, the pure vitamin C he's talking about, which we take that as well. Their phone number, their 800 number, is 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. And remember the website, North American Urban Spice, all one word, NorthAmericanUrbanSpice.com. That's what you're looking for. In fact, most health food stores and grocery stores throughout the United States, if they carry botanicals and herbs and spices and vitamins, they'll know about North American Urban Spice. Trust me, they'll know about it. Just have them point you to where the oregano is located. Stock up on that. Make sure you have that. Now, Dr. Ingram, we're also finding that the vaccine rollout is becoming a big bust in the healthcare field. All the healthcare workers now are balking at it.
Yes.
80% of the staff.
Right, because, see, they see it on the ground. We don't see it through the Internet. It's being censored. They're seeing their colleagues knocked out, can't work for a month. Others are filing for unemployment. Others are dying. Quite a few deaths, something like 200 deaths so far, and how that could be covered up is astonishing. You remember the nurse fainted, and nobody's heard from her since, so likely her dying and being covered up.
That's really, really a sad situation how this is all being swept under the rug. Ladies and gentlemen, it's you got to wake up on this. We're coming right back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products, founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey. He has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391 or TomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please, feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
You raise me.
hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program. If you're just tuning into the show, our special guest, Dr. Cass Ingram, a nutritional medical physician, author of 25-plus books, newest one out. You should get a copy of for your library. We are in troubled times right now. The book is entitled COVID-19 Remedy, The Real Truth. And if you want to try to get a hold of that book, over to Dr. Ingram's website. I'm on there all the time. There's such a wealth of information there. We're just scratching the surface here. CassIngram.com. 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 If you're just tuning into the program, we started out talking about this Florida doctor, a OBGYN doctor, obstetrician, gynecologist, medical doctor, who died shortly after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. Now, he's the one that made it into the news. There's a lot of other things out there that you're not hearing about, a lot of other tragic deaths and injuries that you're not hearing about. It's being covered up by a lot of the mainstream. There's a lot of money in play here with vaccine companies and drug companies supplying a lot of advertising dollars across the board to television and all over the media. And they're doing everything they can to try to hold that back. And yet, here you see where in the trenches the healthcare providers, doctors and nurses are saying, whoa, wait a minute, I'm not going for that vaccine. 8 out of 10 staff in some of these hospitals and nursing homes are saying, no, not me. I'm not getting this vaccine. Are you kidding? I want to wait a year. I want to wait 2 years. I want to wait 3 years, and then I'm going to look in the rearview mirror and see all the fallout and all the death and disability, and then I'll make a decision. But not, I'm not just going to roll up my sleeve right away. I think that's probably prudent, but you have that decision to make. We live in America, and you should be able to make that decision. You shouldn't be forced against your will to do anything that you don't want to do, including taking a vaccine. Now, beyond the problem that we're talking about here, there is a solution, perhaps, for you. We've talked about it here on the show. You need to protect yourself. My family now, I've got a big segment of my family that's already had COVID-19. My daughter's family, several of my grandkids have all had it, and before they got it, I sent out to them a personal care kit that included the North American Urban Spice Oregano P73 Super Strength, the Orega Resp, the Orega Juice, and all the other goodies we talk about here on the show, vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C. It's all in their little kit that they received. And now we have family members that have gone through it like lightning, like it was nothing. It was like the common cold or maybe the common flu at best. And meanwhile, other people are taking weeks and months to get over it. And here's an opportunity for you and your family to gain this information and, leverage it so that you can protect yourself. You can find the North American Urban Spice products in finer health food stores and grocery stores nationwide, or hit their website to learn more at NorthAmericanUrbanSpice.com. NorthAmericanUrbanSpice.com, or better yet, give them a call, and they can direct you to a store near where you live or work at 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. All right, let's get back to this conversation with Dr. Ingram. Now we've got the mutant strain that people are dealing with. They're going, whoa, no, the vaccine just got here. Now we've got all these strains, and maybe it doesn't even work anymore.
Right.
What do you say to that?
Well, it's irrelevant when you deal with hot spice oils, because the hot spice oil mechanism is it melts the spicules. It melts the COVID outer coating. So it could be 50 mutations, and it would be indifferent to those. To the vaccine, I suppose if you use a protein from a certain vaccine and then there's another version through mutation, it'd be less, but it's not effective anyway. All the vaccine does is it consumes the antibodies and gunks up the white cells and jams up the lymphatics so that a person doesn't feel the symptoms, perhaps, of a disease process. We don't have any evidence that it works. Nobody did a clinical trial on, and first of all, it doesn't do anything if you have an active COVID case. Did you see that a high percentage of the workers have not gotten COVID? even a trace of it.
Right.
Until they got the vaccine. Then 10 days later, 2 weeks later, 7 days later, they got COVID-19.
Yep, just like the flu shots. Same situation, same year over year.
And all it's doing is suppressing the immune system. So now you have no defense. You're treating the COVID cases, and whatever the disease is, it goes right through you. So I predicted that. Now I also can tell you that the CNN article is right, but not their approach. Case history. I had a woman who was on a respirator. I said to her daughter, who works with me, what are you doing? Nothing. Why aren't you? Because they won't let me. I said, what do you mean they won't let you? You go in and take charge, and you carry down a bottle of our super strength oregano oil and a bottle of oregano spray to the respirator ventilator case who's going to die. 60-some years old, obese, eats GMOs. And guess what? She popped off the respirator and is at home now recovering.
Wow.
One or two
that's
rubs.
So remarkable, and so happy to hear that, Dr. Ingram. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Our last segment in this hour with Dr. Cass Ingram is coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products, founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey. He has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391 or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Trade that daily mental and physical exhaustion for real energy with HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get an energy boost like never before. Breeze through your day with focus, a clear mind, and yes, energy. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. No more being exhausted by the end of the day. No more feeling like your mental and physical energy doesn't keep up with the demands of life. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. This powerful red ginseng will boost your energy levels, clear your mind, and help you focus. No more afternoon slump. You could be experiencing renewed energy. And HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy comes with a complete money-back guarantee. What could you accomplish with more energy in your day? Find out. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Everybody say this with me. We ain't taking no meds. You're gonna have to kick 'em out. Kick 'em out, kick 'em out, kick 'em out, kick 'em out. We ain't taking no meds. You're gonna have to kick 'em out. Kick 'em out, kick 'em out, kick 'em out. Why we tell 'em it's right and go the herbal way. Listen to Dr. Bob, tell it live. It's what can keep you alive, you know. A healthy brain, keep you sharp as a dagger. We'll keep you up out of Viagra. We're telling you now. Everybody just get hyped to the beat and enjoy the life of the tree. Listen, telling you how. Maybe life.
back to the program. Thank you for tuning into the show. Now, if you think there's somebody in your life that could benefit by listening to this conversation that are not currently listening to it, they don't know about the show, you can pick it up in my podcast library coming up by this coming Wednesday on my website at drbob.com. That way you can go over there and you can send somebody that you know in a different city, different state, different country, the URL, where they can actually click on and listen to this conversation we're having with Dr. Cass Ingram, author of 25, he's a medical physician, author of 25 health books, including the latest one out, COVID-19 Remedy, The Real Truth Revealed. You can find out more about that and what he's doing at CassIngram.com. CassIngram.com. We started out the conversation, if you're just tuning into the program, discussing the Florida medical doctor, obstetrician, who died shortly after taking a COVID-19 vaccine. Now his wife's widow, and he has an orphan child. And the vaccine rollout, big snag hit. Many health workers are balking. They're saying, no, 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 I'm not doing that. No way. And you also have the vaccine companies, they're finally forced to admit that the COVID vaccine, the Pfizer and Moderna versions, are not, they're not able to prevent you from getting the COVID-19 infection. At best, they now only claim they might reduce the symptomatology to move into, you know, the more serious, and that's even debatable now anyway. But here you have a viable option that we're talking about, something in nature coming through again in the form of oregano, wild high mountain oregano oil. You can get it through this company, North American Urban Spice, NorthAmericanUrbanSpice.com, or find a health food or health grocery store near you. Go in there, ask for the super strength P73 Oreganol, the Orega Resp, the Orega Juice, and all the other fine products that North American Urban Spice has to offer. Now, Dr. Ingram, we just have probably a minute or so left in the program. I want to give it to you just to have you give some encouragement to our audience who's listening right now, who may be fearful of this COVID-19, don't know what to do.
Topical. Oregano is an antiseptic, the oil, topical, internal, and through diffusion. So you could use the juice for diffusing. The Orega spray could be a diffuser. And then the capsules and oil internally, Orega Resp. Juice, you do all of it. And lastly, everybody should know that the oregano works on that cribriform plate.
All right.
And that's
all right, Dr. Ingram, I wish we had more time. We don't. We've got to go. Thank you, sir, for being here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.